Hi, and welcome to the Art of the Profitable Lifestyle Gym podcast. I'm Chris Thorndike, a 14-year practicing brick-and-mortar gym owner. In this podcast, we'll talk you through how to grow your gym membership base with long-term members, how to create a consistent flow of leads, and how to enjoy running a gym that gives you the income you need to live the lifestyle you want. I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit. Hey, good morning, guys. Chris Thorndike, Factory Forged, where we help small business owners grow their small group training and charge profitable rates so that they can live a better lifestyle, they can earn professional income, and that's what we're about. So good morning, Andrea. Thank you for spending the morning with me.
Yeah, good morning.
So we were talking offline here, and guys, we're going to jump right into what is Factory Forged program promise? You know, what does it mean to join our Momentum 12-week marketing and business coaching program? And what are you going to get out of it? So we have expectations of where we want to take affiliate owners looking to solve, you know, marketing, sales, and service problems so that they can, you know, run a business that's profitable and simple. So I want to talk through that today with you and get to know what we look for in our program, what the benefit of focusing on, enrolling 10 new people at least $225 a month will do for your business, will do for you in terms of your skill sets and your growth and your mindset looking, you know, forward and saying, there's a lot of people out there to help. And the price is the price because we're worth it. And I want to talk through, you know, that transformation that our clients go through. And I think it's time we do that for you guys to see what's behind the curtain. You know, we had an amazing webinar yesterday where I think there's a lot of growth and people, you know, really diving into new ways of thinking, new ways of looking at their business and themselves within it, that I think this podcast is going to be exactly what you need to hear.
Yeah. Awesome.
Where do you want to start?
So I think it's good to start, like, even at the beginning, like, what is our program promise? You kind of alluded to it, but the thing that we want all of our clients who join Factory Forge Momentum is to enroll their first 10 members into their profitable group memberships. Now, when we say profitable group memberships, that's very unique to each gym owner, like, meaning every single gym owner will have a different profitable rate. Some people are at 220, some are at 235, some are at 245. So it really depends on that particular gym owner. Now, what we've seen across the board is no one is below, like, the 220, 225 range. So that's kind of like the baseline minimum. So when we say profitable group membership, we mean a group membership that is above that 220 price point. And it's going to depend on, like, what you, like, where you are, your costs, your unique circumstances. I also want to add here that a profitable group membership is very different than a premium group membership. I know that's very much thrown out there. And I just want to be clear that the way that we teach you creating a profitable group membership, we want you to increase the value. But for us, increasing the value is not adding all of this stuff to your premium group membership. It's not necessary. You don't have to do that. I know that a lot of times people think, like, oh, if I sell a group membership at 240, I have to include personal training and weekly meetings and all of this stuff, quote unquote, to make it more valuable. And that's not the same thing. So I want to say the promise is 10 people into your profitable group membership. This is a membership that is simple, profitable, and scalable. No fluff needed to, quote unquote, add more value.
I'm glad you drew that distinction. And I literally had the, you know, inside a business group the other day, talking about profitable rates, and someone immediately leaped into, well, if you want to charge, you know, profitable rates, you have to start looking at adding this and this and this. And he made that leap immediately to the point of, well, it's probably because Chris is doing personal training or nutrition and adding all these things, and that's why he can charge more. And that's not the right answer. That is not how we're looking at it. Is we're more or less looking at it, the average group membership rate needs to be at this amount so that you can earn enough and that you can fully cover the costs of operating the business in a way that is financially strong. So that doesn't mean adding more work or time or programs to your main core business.
And I think that's the kind of gist of it, right? I think people think in order for me to add more value, I need to add more stuff. I need to add more space, more equipment, more coaches, more classes. And that is not how value is created. Like that, something that is more valuable is not necessarily equated or tied to more. And I think that's really important to distinguish, because here's the thing, like if someone's like, hey, I promise you this result in 7 days and all you have to do is this thing and it'll take 30 minutes of your time. That's like one offer. The other offer is, well, we'll do it in this amount of time and you get this and you have to do this. And like, here's all this stuff. It's like, whoa, like, do I even need that to get my result? Like what is the most efficient, most scalable, most like sustainable way for me to get my result? That's the question you want to ask yourself, because when you ask yourself that, you really are going to create a program that's wholesome for your client, that gets them a result, that like makes them feel seen, that delivers on the promise that you're saying you're going to get your clients in a simple, lean, efficient, sustainable way. That is valuable. They don't need to meet with you for an hour to goal set, whatever the heck that means. They probably don't want to, right? They're busy. They're busy adults who want a simple, fast, efficient result. So how can you get that to them? That is value, and you don't need all of this stuff. So I get a little passionate about this because I think like, I'm so tired of hearing people say like, value just means more stuff. That's not true. Like that's literally not true.
I think that's an important piece of, you know, recognizing when we work with people, you know, in our momentum program for 12 weeks and the promise being, we are focused on helping you bring 10 new people in during that time. And how do you do that in terms of like the work that needs to get done? And what you're focused on now is, you know, the mindset. That's like a belief that, you know, I'm enough. And that's a really challenging thing to say, just, you know, in your personal life and in your business, to recognize that I've got everything I need to be successful at, you know, earning enough income, doing it in a way that is simple or lean. And I want to dive into that a little bit, where sometimes it can feel uncomfortable to be like, I'm doing less, but asking for more. But the value piece is in the middle. And my message to you guys, if you can do things intentionally, you can help this person feel more fulfilled or get better results faster. Or, you know, when they show up, they have an experience that they've never felt before. That's what we're talking about when it comes to value. So when you focus on the outcome, when you focus on the experience that they're having, and then allow them into those things that you are declaring are essential in your program to getting the outcome, to having the best, you know, way of getting there. That's where I start to see the separation of feeling like you just need to throw a bunch of stuff at people. Cause that truthfully has never worked. You know, it's like you can throw so much stuff at people that they can't even implement it. And therefore it's no longer even valuable to them. Or you can change from an offer of group training into personal training, and you don't even realize that they didn't even come to you for personal training. They actually don't even value that in the way that they came to you. So you could actually shift them in the wrong direction, guys, in doing that. So this is really about developing a belief that small group is enough. This is why I started my business and why I'm passionate about it. How do we design the entire business around the thing that I love to do and make that enough? And that's what, you know, momentum is designed to do, is we have to first start with, where do you get your value from? How do you make sure that each person sees that, feels that, and you can communicate and articulate that clearly? And that's one of the first stages of momentum, and why you can't race through to just, Chris, just give me the steps and the process, get me more leads, help me, you know, grow sales, because you're not going to believe in selling something for that rate. And you're going to struggle in that area. And that's why, you know, Andrea, you can say, well, the profitable rate on average is about $225, and why so many of you out there can't turn around tomorrow and just increase your rates. Even if we mapped out the best strategy, you've got to believe that at the end of the day, the outcome, the service you're providing is enough. And even if you got a competitor in arm's length away charging $150, you still believe you're worth it and enough.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times, it's not even that you have to make your service valuable enough. It's like, you have to see how valuable it already is. Like the value is already there. Like you really, yes, there's like things that you have to do and systemize in your gym to like showcase that value for your client in a much easier way, to deliver that value in a more effective way. But you're not making it more valuable. You're showcasing and delivering the value that is already there. And I think a lot of times, and this is very normal with like experts, they don't like truly see that how they think and how they approach their field is like not normal, right? And so for a lot of you guys, you don't question that you're gonna get a workout in today. You don't question a lot of things about your health because it's just who you are. You are a living example of your transformation. And there's people who like cannot fathom that. Like they really just like don't know anything about health and fitness. They don't know what macros are. They don't know like how important mobility is. They don't know how much water they should be drinking. Like all this stuff that for you is just like, yeah, isn't this how people live? No, people have no idea. They don't think the way that you think. They haven't become who you have become. They haven't like embodied the habits of health and fitness so that now that's their identity. Like you are just living in that. And so it's very normal to you. So it's hard for you to see how valuable that actually is. But to someone who doesn't know, like that is life altering, right? Like to have someone now not be dehydrated all days of their life, to have someone like touch their toes, to have someone like be able to like run around and not like completely like lose their breath. All of those things that you offer in your service, that transformation is valuable. And like, it's already there whether you see it or not. And so I think the work is like, how do I intentionally see it? And then how do I deliver it and showcase it very clearly to my members?
Yeah, you brought up something that recently two of our Momentum clients, independent of each other, shared. And when I was asking, you know, what so far has been a mindset shift for you? What has really helped you get to a new level of thinking and a new level of, you know, taking action? And they mentioned this separation of, I was focused on the clients that I'm serving, and I would go out and I would promote and market thinking that I'm trying to find more people like them. And the shift was, Chris, I never realized that I was promoting and marketing to the wrong person. And it wasn't until I understood that I didn't have the growth and the mindset or the belief of who my program was for. And here's what we determined. They weren't marketing to their prospects. They weren't communicating to people that were just starting. So like you just described, people not having a good plan for, you know, taking care of themselves or keeping and maintaining a routine. We started filling these gaps of saying, guys, you got to go back to the beginning of you're a solution for these people who have fitness problems. And you showcasing a deadlift or showcasing some of your articles or comments for your already, you know, existing members in routines, you're missing this valuable piece in terms of who you need to become as a marketer. And that's one of the things in Momentum, guys, we teach is if you're going to become a great business owner, you have to sharpen your skills across marketing, sales, and service, and really become this entrepreneur that is capable of seeing that business is nothing more than just problems to solve. And I think that's the big understanding with Momentum is when you get in there, you get depth. It's not just about, you know, fixing some of these broken issues. It's about becoming a great business owner. And our clients take on this full steam ahead and say, you know what? I may not have the best skills in marketing. I may not understand, you know, how to be the best business owner right now, but I know that when I go through a program like this, it's going to touch on making me fill those holes in my armor. And I think the belief part is really important to understanding who you are marketing to and what do they care about. And that's been a big shift for a lot of people out there. So guys, if you struggle in the marketing arena, one of the first things that we address through getting you guys into alignment with not only feeling like your program is valuable and enough and showcasing that, but also starting to put that in front of people so that they hear you, they see you, and they actually care about the things that you're communicating. And that's a big shift that people are like, ah, oh, I was never marketing to my prospects. That's why they never responded or reached out to me. So that's a really quick, cool moment in the program when I hope you guys get that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very important. And I think that's why we focus first on selling to new people. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you have to sell your like existing members into like their own different offer, right? Because if you have people on 130, 120, they need to like also come up. And so that's like a whole other part of the process. But let's kind of focus in on like the 10 enrollments, right? So we talked about like, okay, our whole job at Factory Forge Momentum is we're going to get you those 10 enrollments into profitable rates. Number one, you have to believe that what you offer is valuable. And yep. Then the strategy part, like that's the mindset part. The strategy part is like, how do you package and deliver that value in a way that is felt by the member, right? And we're first talking about new members because it's easier. It's easier to enter that space. Later, we help you do the same thing with your existing members, but you have a little bit more evidence and belief there. Yep. And so part of the program is, all right, like let's create that. Let's create that profitable group membership where you're delivering and showcasing the value in a way that's scalable, profitable, simple, efficient, and sustainable for your client. What does that look like? How do you do that? What systems do you need to build out? How do you need to onboard? How do you need to market and roll? Like all of that is what we do before we even like have you meeting with people. Because the thing is, it's not that just to get people enrolled, you want to get people enrolled into your profitable group rate. So part of the process is the belief, the strategy of actually packaging this offer. And then the third sort of stage is, okay, now market and sell it and continue to do that 10 times.
Yeah. The thing that I think people are surprised by in a good way when they come into our program is that we take the time to slow down and look at how things are working together as a system. And what you described is, you know, there's a lot to gain by taking a look at what you're offering and how you're doing that. And a lot of people are starting to see that they don't need personal training, but they don't want it because it's taking them into more hours or, you know, more resources of needing team or staffing. And we take the time to comb through and say, look, if we shift this to more of a scalable service, well, then you guys start to see that you have less time, less energy and complexity to your business. And it opens up all this bandwidth to work on other areas of the business. And that's where I think a lot of people start to realize the value of saying, if I streamline how I, you know, get someone in the door, how I communicate with them about my program and how I'm different, how I sign them up. And then those things all matter to getting time back. And there's so many owners out there that say, you know, I don't have time to work on my business. I'm coaching, you know, a ton of classes. And we get to, you know, be that guide for you guys to take a look at, you know, are all those classes necessary? You know, if we increase rates, guys, you know, that gives you opportunity to say, well, maybe I don't need a lot of these, you know, other classes if they're not filled. And if I filled the classes that really created an efficient schedule, like, you know, in our model, two classes in the morning, two in the evening, start there. And you start to realize that you don't need as many classes. You don't need as many coaches. You get that time back. You get that payroll back. So this is really about focusing on the key systems, which is marketing, sales, and service, and diving into the weeds with you to configure a very simple and organized way to look at your business.
Yeah. And I think even the whole point and the reason why like you decided 10 is the number is because I think at that point your brain starts like seeing, oh, this isn't a fluke. Like
right.
I didn't get lucky. This is actually possible. And so I think that's why it's really powerful and important that 10 is the number, because once you learn how to enroll 10 new people into your profitable group rates, one, you can do it again. So now you get 20 people in there paying $235 a month as opposed to $175. That's significant. And maybe you get another 10. That's 30 new members. Now when you have to approach, all right, I need to transition all of my existing members into these rates, it doesn't feel as like risky, right? Because you've built up a pipeline, you've built up enough new members paying that higher rate that one, you're more likely to like even want to enter that conversation because now you see like a disconnect. This happens with like a lot of our clients. They're like, no, I don't want to do existing members. Let me just focus on new members. And then they get all these new members paying this rate. They see the difference. They like actually see evidence that it can work. People are happy. They're not complaining. Like, it just feels like, wow, this is an option for me to run my gym in this way. And then they themselves start seeing, hey, how come this person's only paying 120? Like, they're literally getting the same service. That's not fair. And so then they kind of start self-correcting and going, all right, let me go and transition everybody into profitable rates. But that feels a lot safer because they've created that pipeline of people coming in. They have the program, they're delivering it. People are like, they've gotten a lot of evidence and feedback that this could work. And it just feels not necessarily like you're ripping the Band-Aid, but like making a strategic business decision, which is what we want for all of our clients, right? To set them up to make this big business change without like losing their revenue and kind of like burning their gym to the ground. Like, you don't have to do it that way. Like, you can approach it in a very methodical, strategic, safe way.
Yeah, I think that for a lot of people who've done business, it feels like you have to change everything all at once, or, you know, some things you're more comfortable changing than not. And I think this is a great gateway for people, not just to boost cash and change that aspect, because it certainly creates this buffer where when the time is right, and in our strategy, it starts with, you know, let's enroll people for 90 days because it's enough time to prove that your program is working and that they can get an outcome from your training. And that, you know, during that time, your older existing members, you know, eventually need to be brought up to that, you know, core pricing. Otherwise, like you're saying, that gap starts to really reveal itself that the market is saying, yeah, I value at this. Well, why don't these guys value it? At some point you have to circle back around.
Yeah. That's so funny.
You got really excited.
I did because you said, why don't these guys value it at that level? And my answer is because you haven't sold them on it yet.
100%. So let's open that up a little
bit. On you.
and this is that other, I think, epiphany where a lot of people start to realize that they're not making offers. They're not selling to people. And that aha moment is like, well, what have I been doing? I've really just been running classes, hoping people come to me. But selling is really, to me, educating.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about selling to new members. I'm like, you haven't sold your existing members on the value of your new offer.
Right.
And I think a lot of times what happens is gym owners will enroll people into their gym and they'll like, really see the value of like fitness for a new person, like a newbie. Like, it's just so valuable. They're so great. Oh, but so-and-so has been coming here for 2 years. Like, they don't want any of that stuff. They're good. They just want to work out. They just want classes. So you believe what they've told you, but you haven't owned and taken responsibility of the fact that like, you are the expert. And if so-and-so is just coming to classes and like not doing anything else for their health and fitness, like not tracking, like meaning like taking like baseline workouts every 90 days to kind of see where their fitness is going. And it's just kind of like a thing that they do. It's on you to sell them on the process of being in shape year round. What does that look like? How do you sell them on what you're offering, the value you're creating? So it's not even that like those people just don't value it. It's just that you haven't sold them on the continued value that your service delivers to them. You've believed them that, oh, this is just classes, and it's not.
Yeah, I think the strategy for me in looking at it this way is 10 new members is going to build your confidence. It's going to help you build the skill of talking about where your value is with total strangers. So it's a little bit, you know, less intimidating. And let's be honest, like, we have long-term relationships with our clients. So any kind of confrontation about price is felt and you feel insecure. You feel like, what if they leave me? So by approaching it with our strategy of saying, Let's build the marketing system and teach you how to build those skills and get new people in the door. Let's talk to people as prospects and allow them to see that we're different. We can help them. We have a lot to offer and we are worth it. And then when you actually bring that into a sign up, you get evidence, like you're saying. And now you're starting to not only see it happen, you're starting to experience it and feel it. And then what I've seen in our owners is this confidence and say, you know what? I can go to my members now and speak with authority and with confidence that people value this and it is the current market rate. And I know with 100% confidence that I can back up everything that I promised in this offer and deliver on it. And for many of you, like your point was earlier, you're doing most of this stuff anyways. It's just, it took this cycle to communicate this to new people to see that they actually valued it. Because of this gap in saying, maybe you haven't made a lot of, you know, posts to the members about the service you provide and the value it has on keeping someone consistent or in results year round, like you've forgotten that and you've forgotten to communicate that. And that's why there's a gap between a current member and a new member coming in at a higher rate. There simply just hasn't been evidence that these are all the things that are needed to keep this person on track. These are all the things that we're doing behind the scenes to do it. And sometimes the member can fall short on that, like you're saying, because we're not promoting the things that we do differently. And over time that gets harder. And the longer it goes, it gets harder to send that email or to communicate what the difference is, especially if you guys are trapped in a state of like $30, $40, $50, $100 gap between what the current rate is and where you're at. But the truth is you can't avoid that. And it's going to take us, you know, something, some kind of catalyst to wake that up in you to get back on track with your value, your real value. And you can't avoid the increase in current memberships. But this strategy of going out and proving that there is a market for it, that people want that, you're needed, and then returning back to your clients and saying, hey, remember, we do all these things and we are the people that have never gotten you, or I should say, we are the people that have gotten you the results you've never gotten before and kept you on track for all these years. That's value. So it's now up to them to decide and reflect on that. And that's a special place to be. But I'd be naive in not warning you that some people won't come with you, and that's okay. But the way we've laid out the strategy of building that buffer in the cushion is what prevents you from feeling that from a cash standpoint or a cash flow standpoint, I should say. And that's what makes this a successful strategy year round for us with helping, you know, new owners, is that you guys first have to build the confidence and the evidence, showcase that it can work from a system standpoint, and then you are absolutely going to be prepared to transform the full business from a pricing standpoint.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you said, make sure that the systems are running to create those 10. And once that's created, then it can, you'll see that like that is the catalyst of really kind of changing and transforming your gym in general. And so I think it's really important to just know that it's not about getting more members, more leads, because if at the end of the day, you're going to sell them a non-scalable offer, like PT packages, congrats, you made some money, but like, is this scalable and profitable and ultimately going to create the lifestyle and business that you want? No, right. But you fixed a short-term cash problem. Nothing wrong with that. I think you can use that, but I think you want to think about your business long-term. The second thing is, like, what is the point of enrolling more people when you're selling to them at like maybe even 187 or 195, right? Like, I know that you believe like, but that's a higher price. And I'm guessing you believe that because you haven't actually like run a like analysis on what do I need to charge in order to pay myself at least $5,000. What do I need to charge in order to have $5,000 in profit? Like when we run this equation for a lot of gym owners, it always comes back in the 225 and up range. The only time it comes back at 187 is when we cut the profit and the income. So can it work? Yes. But is that really the type of business you want to like build? Like, you want to build a business where like you're barely covering the expenses, but you're not really like paying yourself a professional salary or having like profit left over. I think ultimately, like, you got in this because you're passionate about it and you love the work and you want to create impact and service, but also like you want to create a lifestyle where you can pay yourself. You do have flexibility. You do have profits to reinvest into your business, to your members, to your service, and also kind of, you know, for you as the owner. And I'd say start there. And I can link the calculator in the description, like input your numbers. And again, don't compensate by like adding more classes, because that's a whole other conversation. But like really follow the calculator and see like, okay, if I were to make 5K take home 5K profit, the goal, where would I be at? And if your latest price is at 195 or even 200, like see how far away you are from that.
Love it. Well, if you guys are looking for a guide and you want to plan through this, it's called Momentum. It's 12 weeks inside our program. And I want to talk to you a little bit about what you would experience and get, because there's a lot of people out there, you know, interested in increasing their rates, restructuring their company so it's lean, efficient, and profitable. And let's talk about that. So when you guys are in our program, we're going to work together for 12 weeks in both a guided approach where we meet with you one-on-one. So you get the support, you get the help, the questions answered that you're looking to, you know, resolve and actually move forward with a long-term solution, to Andrea's point, not a short-term quick fix. And then from there, you know, you're going to be in a community of owners that believe in group, that want group to be what they always hoped it would be, which is high scale, meaning you can travel and you can have freedom and make money at the same time of doing that. And that's why group is so valuable. You don't have to, you know, think only in the lines of more work, more time equals, you know, the ability to have more profit. Okay. So we choose to go the approach of group, and that's what you'd be looking to grow. So inside our program, you'd have access to our course content, our templates, our done for you, our proven systems that we have scalable solutions. So everything built into our program is to maximize group training. Okay. And when we work with you guys, we'll take the time to go through your pricing. Like Andrea said, we'll take the time to show you how to implement higher, more valuable service so that you get a bump in ability to showcase your value, but also time back. Some things nowadays just don't take the same amount of time because there's better technology. There's better ways of doing it. We want to bring your business current by being able to show you what we know and what's really working presently inside group owners, you know, businesses. And all of that over the cross of 90 days, we're going to teach you how to enroll your first 10 members at profitable rates, and then put you in a position not only to have consistent leads, consistent sales, but also circle back around when you have that confidence, like we're saying, and increase your current member rates so that your business fully transforms to present prices. And that's when you start to achieve that financial stability and security. And then you're on your way to, you know, 10,000, you know, months. So that's our approach. If you want help with doing that, if you want the support and guidance from an experienced team, check us out, factoryforge.com/call, and join our 12-week momentum program. If you're ready to start growing your membership base with long-term clients and building a gym that gives you income and lifestyle, then I want to invite you to apply to my program, where I'll show you how to pay yourself $5,000 a month take home and make $5,000 a month in gym profit without spending all of your time working, by implementing our proven process, the Lifestyle Gym Model. Head to factoryforge.com/apply to apply to work with us.